Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bryce and Bianca with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Exhibition train station is set to reopen for major events after being closed for upgrades since 2022. The station in Bowen Hills, which has been closed as part of the Cross River Rail Upgrades project, will reopen to service major events, the first being the caravan and camping show at the end of this week. Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg has said commuters using the station will be able to take advantage of 50-cent public transport fares. This reopening will allow commuters to have easy transport to the Ekka in August for the first time since 2022. Mining giant Rio Tinto have began planting Pongamia trees in the Northern Territory and Queensland. The company plans to turn Pongamia seeds into renewable diesel for its fleet of vehicles as a part of a biofuel project. This new biofuel project will make Rio Tinto the largest producer of Pongamia in Australia and should be harvesting seeds within 5 years. The company has already planted 8,000 trees near its bauxite project on the Jove Peninsula in the Northern Territory and has also started planting 750,000 trees at a new farm it bought near Townsville in Queensland. In national news, Western Australian Senator Dorinda Cox has announced she'll be swapping parties following some deep reflection. Cox, who was previously a senator for the Greens, has defected to the Labor Party. This was announced at Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's arrival in Perth late yesterday, prior to his press conference there today. The defection represents a further setback for the Greens after losing 3 seats at the federal election, with Senator Cox only informing party leader Larissa Waters of the decision an hour prior to the announcement. Waters has said there is no animosity between them.
A new study has disproven the idea that the Milky Way will collide with neighbouring galaxy Andromeda in 5 billion years. The new study has found that there is a near 50% chance that the galaxies will not collide at all, and if they do, it will be closer to 10 billion years away. This means that the collision will occur long after the death of our Sun, which is expected in roughly 5 billion years. University of Western Australia astrophysicist Ruby Wright said that these findings have surprised their team. The Andromeda Galaxy can be seen from Australia just above the northern horizon in spring and summer. In international news, Poland has a new president, with nationalist candidate Karol Nawrocki securing 50.89% of the vote. Nawrocki has committed to restoring normalcy in Poland through a focus on traditional values and nationalistic patriotism. Although a largely ceremonial role in Poland, the president has power to veto legislation and influence foreign policy, which could cause further trouble for the current centre-left government. Backed by Donald Trump, the success of Nawrocki is expected to reset relations between Poland and America. Nawrocki will serve a 5-year term and can only be re-elected as president once. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the late morning. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.